Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lives and Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages, the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, I want you to join in with us in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this blessed day. And dear Lord, that you have kept us and enabled us to assemble together once again in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, we dare not take this journey into your word without you. So, Lord, we invite your spirit to accompany us on this journey. For it is your spirit that feeds us understanding and revelation concerning the word of God. So, Father, we dare not make this journey without you. So, Lord, we need you to be with us. Preserve and keep us. And, Lord, let your spirit speak to us throughout this broadcast. I pray that every soul that is tuned in, that is searching for truth, they shall find. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And, Father, I will give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, and I will magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. I want to make once again a couple announcements before I go into the message tonight. Number one, for those of you that are first-time listeners, you will see a follow button on the page. You listen to me too. Click on it. It's going to ask for your email information. And the purpose of that is that whenever we do a broadcast, that you will be automatically alerted through your email. Even though, once again, we're scheduled to come on at 7 p.m. nightly, there's times that we may have to do an earlier broadcast. So, hey, hit that follow button, put in your email information that you may be alerted. The second thing is that for those of you that first-time listeners, we in the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, do believe that the Bible contains the Word of God. We also believe that God has caused two more books to come forth to go with the Bible. The Record of Nephi, which is a record of the people that live on this continent during the prehistoric times, God dealing with them, giving his judgment, statute, and commandments unto them. And also the Word of the Lord, which is a book of messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, as he has spoken about in the Word in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 3 and 4, Acts chapter 3, Revelation 14 and 6, and Deuteronomy 18 and 18. So, if you want a Record of Nephi book, which is $8, and the messages, which is 75 cents per dozen, you can write to Church of Christ, the Elijah Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Elijah Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can dial 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one of that number, dial area code 816-252-2343. That's area code 816-252-2343. Now, tonight, I want to... First of all, I want to open with some scriptures to go into the message that I must give tonight. And this message is specifically for my sisters in Christ. Now, if you have received Jesus Christ as Lord, no matter church, what church you're in, this you are my sister in Christ. Even though we don't belong to the same church, if you have received Jesus Christ as Lord, you are my sister in Christ. So this message would go to you. And I'm going to explain a little bit more. First, I want to open up with scriptures from the Word of the Lord. And for those of you that have the Word of the Lord, turn with me to what is called the 97 message. Those of you that don't have it, hey, I pray that you got a pencil and piece of paper. You can write this down, and you can go to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, is this true? Did you send this through an angel, this message? Amen. And that's what we're told to do here in the Church of Christ Alive, the message. We have been told to give this message to the people and let them choose. Point the people to Jesus. Amen. And that's what we're told to do. Now, in this 97th message that the Lord sent his angel to bring, and the date is June the 2nd, 1978. And in this 10th verse in this message, the Lord says, as he authorized this angel to tell and to do what he has told and done, it says, let the Lord's handmaid, okay, the Lord's handmaid, and I hope I pronounced this name right. If not, please forgive me. Sephridge Ebensberger. Know he has chosen her. And the Lord has chosen her because of her faith and obedience to this way, to proclaim it in writing and in word of mouth to many, bringing them to the knowledge of truth. Okay? So the Lord said about this particular sister, especially at that time, that he had chosen her. Now, I know that some of the men of God will have a problem with that. And frankly, I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I don't care. Because long as I know that it came from Jesus, you can have all the problem you want with it, okay? Now, if you were somebody that can whoop Jesus in me, I would be concerned, okay? But I'm not concerned because you can't whoop him. And he is, he reigns supreme. So the Lord said that he had chosen this sister, not because of her race or because of her looks or because of her status, whether she had money or not, or according to her status, whether she was popular or not. No, he said he chose her because of her faith and obedience to this way. And he chose her to do something, to proclaim this way, not only by writing or writing letters and things of this, but he said, by and in word of mouth. Now, proclaim also means to preach. Now, I know I just said something right there that probably made some of you brothers either fall backwards in your chair, or you were drinking coffee and you spit it out. Now, once again, I'm not trying to be funny, but the reason why I'm talking like this on that is because some of us as brethren, we're so hard down against a woman proclaiming the word. How we so quick that she can't preach. I didn't say she can have the priesthood authority, okay? But she can proclaim the word. And here's another thing about this. I hope you listen to this. Whether you are male or female, whatever God has called you to do or chosen you to do, he gives an anointing for you to do it. Remember what Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 4, as he was repeating what Isaiah 61, he said, the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor. Jesus had an assignment. He definitely was anointed to do it, and he paved the way. And so this Sister Evansberger says God had chosen her to proclaim this way by the word of mouth, by writing and word of mouth. That means that God had anointed her to do this. Okay? Amen. Now, I want to go into the Bible here. And if you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 105. The book of Psalms, chapter 105. Okay? Hallelujah. The book of Psalms, chapter 105. Okay? And our key verse is going to be verse 15. But I want to read some verses leading up to verse 15. Okay? So I'm going to start with verse 7. We're going to go verse 7 to verse 15. And the word of God says, He is the Lord our God. Now this is Psalms 105, starting at verse 7. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Now, Israel was not just made up of males, male and female, okay, saying, this is what he said to Israel, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. Okay? So he said God spoke this to Israel and told them that he was going to give them a land, the land of Canaan, at a time where it was very few of them. Okay? And when there were strangers already in it, but it was only a few of them. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Now, that word anointed, when you look into the concordance for the word anointed, it comes from the Hebrew word Mashiach. Mashiach. Mashiach means anointed. Usually a consecrated person. Now listen to this. Usually a consecrated person, and it gave an example. As a king, well, we know the woman, a woman couldn't be a king. As a priest, well, we know the woman couldn't be a priest. But it also says, or a saint. A woman can be a saint, okay? Specifically, the Messiah. So the woman can be a saint. So the anointed is not just males. When we look in a broader sense, it is female. Now, the title of the message that I want to give today is titled, Sisters, the Anointing Comes with a Cost. The Anointing Comes with a Cost. This is based on a dream that I had last night. And I remember in the dream I was preaching to the people, but the message was specifically to the women of God. And the message was to the sisters. And I said it in the dream, I said, to you sisters, the anointing comes with a cost. And I remember in the dream, there was a specific sister in the Lord, who we are in the same local. that she also stood out in the dream, which showed me that it was not, it was to all the sisters, but especially her in particular. And the Lord wants you to know the anointing comes with a cost. Now, some of you sisters that hear this, oh, Brother Nate, I know that. But I don't know why that I had to give this message. And maybe some of you know why. Maybe it's some of you that God have been, and I'm talking about sisters here. Remember, this message is specifically for the sisters tonight. Some of you, perhaps God have been dealing with you because you have asked God about doing a certain work for you, for him, and you've been catching it left and right. And you've been going like, what's going on? And when you ask God about the job, God, he okayed it. He verified. He said, okay, I'll use you. But you overlook the cost for glory, for the anointing to do this particular job that God had you to do. Now, I didn't tell you go up there and run over your pastor, okay? I didn't say that. But yes, the Lord has jobs in the kingdom for women, okay? And the Lord wants you to know that the anointing comes with a cost. Some of you may, like I said, may be experiencing some very strong hardships since you have prayed to the Lord and asked the Lord about doing a particular work for him, and you wondering, this what is going on? This shouldn't be, you know, and maybe you are in some string of doubt. But the Lord wants you to know that the anointing comes with a cost. Let me give you another example. Myself, I give you the example concerning myself. And I say this, and I ask that you all who have been praying for me, continue to pray for me, and those that you don't that don't know, pray for me. Because you guys have been hearing me on Blog Talk Radio covering different series. Well, one of the most, I would have to say, very maybe intense and deepness of the series that I've been doing is the one dealing with curses. I haven't even gotten to the meat of it yet. And there will be, Lord say the same, some things that I have to address and inform other believers and people in general that has some very deep, hidden satanic roots, satanic activity. And when you are going into something like that deep, you really need to go deep into prayer and cover yourself. That's why I say I thank God for all you that have been praying for me. Continue to pray for me as I go into this, because the Lord gave me some months ago, he wanted me to deal with this subject again about curses. And there are some deep things behind it. So what happened, to make a long story short, started over some months ago, but things even got more and more intense, especially on my job. And it got so intense, I mean, it was so much contention and confusion that had come my way. And last week, the Spirit of the Lord brought to my mind, brought back to me, and let me know it has begun. Well, you said, well, Brother Nate, what do you mean what has begun? Well, when I done this series back when we was on God's Word to Man broadcast, when I did it back, I think it was like maybe 2017, 2018, some of y'all may remember it, on the different secret societies and the demonic acts behind it, I faced very, very intense contention. I mean, I'm talking about back-to-back day. I'm talking about like 3 days in a row that it got so intense, I had to ask the Lord one day in my kitchen, Lord, what is this? And the Lord spoke to me and said, you know what this is about. And see, I had asked the Lord, say, hey, Lord, help me to get the truth to the people, exposed to work of darkness and all that. And God let me know, okay. But he also let me know, said, there's a price to pay with that anointing. See, when God okays you on that, he'll give you the anointing to do that job. But there's a price to come behind it, okay? And see, when these intensities arise, you come to the valley of decision whether you're going to continue on in what you're doing for the Lord or not. Do you hear me, sisters? Because some of you, glory, hallelujah, you have started off in the thing, and you have had so great of a challenge, probably the most intense challenges that's been going on in your life, even as a Christian. And now you're starting to kind of have a little wondering, but you must understand things will come because God has anointed you to do that thing that he have confirmed that he wants you to do. But now with this intensity coming, you got to make a decision whether you're going to continue on with it. See, that's what the Lord said to me back here a few years ago. When that he let me know, he said, you know what this is about. Now you make the decision whether you're going to continue on, whether you want to continue on. Would the Lord want me to continue on? Sure. But see, God is not against, you know, going to take us against our will. So fast forward to what's been happening lately and what he spoke to me last week, what he revealed to me, he let me know. He said, it has begun. It has begun. Because understand this, your adversary, Satan, is not going to just let you waltz in there. And you, me, or anyone else, remember, once again, I'm talking to you, sisters. He's not going to just let you waltz in there and just do the work of the Lord without some kind of hindrance or fight, or if he got to come back and attack you for you letting God use you to deliver someone that he have had in bondage for years. You know he's irate. You know he's mad. You know he's upset. Amen. And this is why we have to stay in the spirit and stay prayed up with the Lord to even accomplish. See, some things that you do for the Lord is on a greater level, okay? And I'm not saying this to boost anybody's head up. You got to hear me, okay? That's why certain things you do for the Lord, just like what I'm telling you I'm doing concerning the broadcast and curses, you just can't bring any Christian along to do this, because every Christian is not prepared for this, okay? Especially, you would not be bringing a baby Christian to join you in this, okay? Well, sisters, that's why whoever you may be, there are certain things God has chosen you to do. Amen. And he has given you an anointing to do it. Now, I know you got some men out there that's trying to fight you. And I'm talking about these men supposed to be men in the church fighting you to the nail. I'm talking about when you in order with this now, sister. Now, here it is. This is not a message to promote you to get out of order. Please hear this. Please don't go up there, well, you know, I'm a nut about God and I'm going to do it. Uh-uh, don't do that. I'm talking about when you in right order and right standing with God, okay? I know you have some men, some of them who's supposed to be brothers in Christ that is fighting you, and so quickly, well, you're a woman, and a woman can't. Listen, you do what the Lord have you to do, and notice whatever God have you to do, he's going to have you doing it in an orderly way, okay? But the Lord wants you to know the anointing comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. Hallelujah. Is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. Do it feel like all the time? No, I don't. Brother Nate's not going to sit here and lie to you and talk about, oh, you just be feeling the greatest all the time. No, you don't. But you ever had to do something, I'm talking about that which is right, and you didn't really feel so great about it, but you knew it had to be done? Well, see, that's like how it is with us and the Lord. The part that you don't feel so great is not so much the work itself, it's many times the resistance you get from it that don't make you feel so great, especially when it's among family members, okay? You start going, you know, sometimes you even start feeling like you dread to go do that thing because you know, okay? And you know that some things you do is going to bring other people to a decision they got to make, especially when you know the condition they're in and how that even some would like to hold on to those things that's possibly sending them down the wrong road. And you have to be the one to bring which really would be the bearer of good news from God, but they may consider it bad news. And then you face some backlash behind. Amen. Now, I have great respect for the orderly sister of God, one, a sister that operates in order. I have the greatest respect for any woman of God, that's a woman of order, okay? I got great respect for her, but also a balanced woman of God, someone who not only have, who can operate in order, but know when it's time to stand for Christ. And like I said, I'm telling you, sisters, the Lord said, the anointing comes with a cost. You know, it's your walk would not be easy, okay? Your challenges, some of you right now probably facing, my God, hallelujah, I just sense the Holy Ghost. Some of you now probably facing great, great challenges. Like I said, probably the greatest challenge or some of the greatest challenges you ever faced in your whole life, especially even as a Christian. And see, some of you thought that when you petitioned the Lord about doing this particular job for him, and he said, yes, my daughter, I want you to do it, and I will be with you. You was like, hey, all right, you jumping up. And let's be honest, maybe some of you won't admit it. You say, okay, the Lord behind me, then this is kind of, you know, be pretty easy, you know. But you didn't think about the challenges that will come behind it until you start facing it. And like I said, it has become so great. With some of you, you know, you starting to wonder like, okay, man, should I have asked to do this? You understand that? Hallelujah. So like I told you guys that when I first did that series on the secret orders, you know, and all that, the intensity that came my way was just, man, I wish I can sometimes just put it in words. Man, it was so intense, man. It's just like I was finna blow my mind. Like I was finna just, it was like got to a point like it was just becoming so overbearing to a point like I was like, Lord, what is this? I mean, I literally had to go in my kitchen and talk to the Lord and say, Lord, what is this? Because it was coming back to back to back. I'm talking about three straight days in a row of nothing but very intense contention. I'm talking about the type of contention that had your breakout fight. Okay, that kind of contention. I'm not even talking about contention where you just may pass a few words here and there. I'm talking about where it got so intense that you and some people can go to scrap in any minute. And when the Lord said, you know what this is about. And he began to deal with me about, okay, now you got to make a decision whether you want to go on or not. And if you are a believer that says, Lord, I like to finish what I started, you and I started together, then you would say, hey, Lord, yeah, I want to continue on. Just keep me. I don't want to. See, my biggest thing, people, is that I don't want to lose out with Jesus. You know, I'd rather lose out with any of y'all, okay? I'm just going to be honest than to lose out with Christ. If I lose out with Christ, that's it. Because, see, none of y'all can keep me from hell like he did. Can save me nothing, you know, can't do that, okay? So I don't want to lose out with him. I don't want to be so given up so that I just turn around and just turn away from God. Because listen, people, And this is what you got to understand. Much of, some of this work, a great deal of it, especially how deeper level you go, carries greater challenges, okay? Greater challenges. Hallelujah. Let's be real. Some of you may lose loved ones. Now, I'm not here to, you know, but Brother Nate, you shouldn't be speaking curses. No, I'm not trying to speak a curse on you. I'm just letting you know some of the challenges that may face. Some of you may lose a husband. When I mean lose, I ain't talking about as far as just always saying he died physically. Some of you may have husbands that, well, I don't agree with this God thing you doing and blah, blah, blah. But you don't stop worshiping God and serving God and all this stuff. I'm going to leave you. Some of you, if you ain't already, may have or may will be faced with that because of the work that you have to do. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, some men of God has already faced that their spouses left them because their spouse really wasn't into the things of God like they were. And I'm going to tell you something, people, in this day and time we're living in, for a household to stay together, it's going to take the husband and the wife. The husband can't be dragging the wife, and the wife can't be dragging the husband. It's going to take the both of them. The both of them is going to have that same equal type of love for the Lord, not one loving the Lord and the other one don't. You're going to have it because, people, we're living in a time now, but things are getting more intense, especially against Christians. And this is the thing that we got, people, as believers, we got to wake up. So some of you sisters could be faced with that. You might be faced with it right now. You might have a husband that say, that husband probably, he probably start frowning because you go to church service. Amen. Some of you sisters may experience that with other family members, maybe with your children. Maybe telling you, say, well, you know, mama, you just embarrass me when you talk about Jesus around there. That just embarrass me, you know. And so that's striking you some kind of way, okay? People, I'm just speaking a list of some things that you can encounter. And listen, when you love your loved ones, who do you think it would hit you the more? Your loved ones or somebody you just met on the street, something like that? Man, you come on, y'all. Y'all know the answer. Y'all know the answer. Some of you may be facing great challenges by the devil to even go forth and do the work that God had called you to do. And you feeling at a point like, man, every time I get up, try to do this happened, that happened, this happened, that, and now you feel like you're about to throw your hands up. Sisters, the anointing comes with a cost. The anointing comes with you losing family and friends and associates. And for some of you, your job. Well, amen. Because see, you're gonna have, as time go on, you're gonna see more and more places, whether your job sites or other places or whatever you go to, you're going to see more of your places really going to start having a type of resent against Christians. I know some of y'all don't believe that, but hold on and just keep looking and you'll see. You're going to find more organizations, more people, more restaurants, they're going to start resenting Christians. Okay? They're going to start resenting, even if you're a Christian, you come in a place and they even find out you're a Christian, they're going to be giving you the evil eye. No one don't want nobody to keep looking at them with the evil eye all the time. But I'm telling you, there's a price to pay. And sisters, once again, whatever the work you ask the Lord about, and he confirmed it and said, yeah, I want you to do it. Understand two things. Number one, he's giving you the anointing to do it. And number two, there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. Now, some of you say, well, Brother Nate, you just keep repeating that, and you're scaring me. No, my intention is not to scare you. My attention to make you alert. So you won't act like this is some kind of great crime that the Lord is allowing you to experience this. Because like I said, some of you that's listening, you probably was already at the brink thinking like, oh, no, man, I don't know if I should even ask the Lord by doing it, man, you know. And now you're finding yourself complaining and murmuring, and you've probably been doing more murmuring and complaining than you have thought to even to do, okay, and not realizing what it's doing to you each time you keep, oh, this is happening, and that happened, and this happened, and all that, and you study coming to the Lord and saying, yeah, this thing looked like it started when I asked you, can I do certain things, and you told me, yeah, you be with me. So now you're thinking God ain't with you. But he wants you to know the anointing comes with a cost. And in the dream, I was preaching that. And I told the sisters in the dream, in the place I was preaching that, I said, and to my sisters, I got to tell you this. And I told, and it was like I said, one specific sister in there really stuck out to me, and God let me know, okay, you know, she needs to hear this. You need to get this to her. This is for all the sisters, and include especially her, that the anointing comes with a cost. Hallelujah. Once again, is it well worth it? Yeah. Do it feel like at times it's well worth it? No, it don't. It don't feel like it's worth it. I mean, people, you're talking about, with most of you, going through something that you perhaps ain't never been through before. Amen. And sometimes on this walk with the Lord, we tend to get a little tedious. We tend to get a little tired. We tend to like, you know how you ever, been through something and you thought you came through it, and then it come up and you go, oh man, not again. I just can't take this. I can't do this. And, you know, and you even said you couldn't take it and do it, and you just didn't put up no other effort. Well, see, that's what some of you are facing now. That's what you're facing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like with Job. Some of you, sisters, your friends have just turned on you. Amen. They have just turned on you. I don't know overall why I was giving this and delivering this message. I don't know, but God knows. I'm just going to do what he had me to do and deliver this message. Simple as that. It's up to you to go to the Lord and ask the Lord, say, hey, Lord, did you give Brother Nate that? Did you show him that? It's up to you. That's between you and God. I'm not going to open up the broadcast and tell y'all to call me. If you think it's for real stuff, I'm not doing that. My job, deliver the message. That's it. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I've done. Deliver the message. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's a serious thing, sister. Hallelujah. And see, some of you who had asked God about doing a specific thing, and the Lord confirms to yes, you have not really prepared yourself to do it. Like I said, this thing go back to you take it for granted how serious this thing is. Now, I know some of you, well, Brother Nate, you got me wrong. I don't take nothing for granted. Okay, go ahead. I'm not going to argue with you about it. But for those of you that have, you know who you are. And you know that you hadn't been having especially attempted to get into the place to do this work consistently, okay? See, that's the thing about doing something. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's just like, you know, if someone is overweight and they want to lose weight, one of the things they're going to have to be is consistent and doing what they have to do to lose weight. Not do it one time and 2 or 3 months, don't do it and come back and do it. That's inconsistent. You're not going to get no results. Amen? Consistency is the key, okay, to be consistent. you got to be consistent. And like I said, some of you had not been preparing yourselves to get into that place with the Lord consistently where that you can do what you need to do for the Lord. Amen. In that work he has called you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. The anointing comes with a cost. It is not an easy walk. Is the cost worth it? I say unto you, yeah. Because the reward behind it will outweigh your trouble. It will outweigh your trouble. Amen? It will. See, God, now I'm talking about the true and living God, God of the Bible, is not going to let anyone or anything outdo him. So if he called you to do something and you have to suffer behind that for his sake, the reward he going to give to you is going to outweigh your suffering. It's going to happen. Okay? He can't let your suffering outweigh it. You understand that? My prayer is that you do. Hallelujah. Sisters of God, once again, if you accept Christ as Lord, you are my sister. No matter what church you're in or what country you live in, you are my sister in Christ. And just remember, the work that you asked about the Lord to do, he confirmed it. He's giving you the anointing to do it, but that anointing comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. Amen. Hallelujah. It comes with a cost. Thank you, Jesus. And see, some of you truly have underestimated the cost. You truly underestimate the cost. Because, see, one of the things that the devil wants to do is break you from doing it. For some of you, he's been jumping on you before you can even get started good. Amen. Just all on you before you get started good. But see, Jesus is Lord. He is God. And beside him, there is no other. Hallelujah. Please keep that in mind. He is the true and living God. So I needed to deliver that message tonight. Amen. For all of you that are listening, my sisters in Christ, be strong, be of good courage, be of God kind of faith. And watch the Lord bring you through. The anointing comes with a price, but the price is worth it. It's worth it. It may not feel like it is, but it is. And once again, I don't know individually what any of you have asked the Lord straightway for to do. But he wants you to know that the anointing comes with a cost. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord, to the one who we give glory and honor to, which is you. Father, I pray that you will bless the sisters that's listening, bless them with the power of the Spirit, power of the Holy Ghost. And Lord God, I pray that you will bless them with understanding. I pray that you will carry this message to the hearts of those that are listening, in Jesus' almighty name. And so, Lord, I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise. In the name of Jesus, Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Elijah Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.